So let's review. The Mishnah Daf Mem Hei continues. Amar lechen v'niten li b'dinner peiros v'nasan lei. If a customer asked a storekeeper for a dinner's worth of produce and he gave it to him, and then amar lei ten li yis a dinner, the chemedi demanded the dinner. Amar lei nesatev lach v'nesatev b'ampoli. The customer replied, "I gave it to you and you put it in your pouch." Yeshava balabai shenitin lo yis a dinner. The customer must swear a shvuas hasas a shvuas drabanan that he gave him the dinner and he's exempt. Similarly, amalei tenli as a peiros. If after giving him a dinner, the customer demanded the produce, and amalei nisatim loch, valachtim loch teich beisecha, the storekeeper replied, "I gave it to you and you took it home." Yeshav mechemani, the storekeeper swears that he gave him the peiros and is exempt. However, Behuda imer kol shapeiros biyada yada al atachtayna. In the first case, since the customer is in possession of the produce, he does not need to swear to his claim, because as Rashi explains, ein derechen v'nilit nesaperis at shikabalitz a dinner. We assume the storekeeper would never have given him the produce before being paid, and so he does not have to pay even without an oath. Similarly, the Mishnah continues, amal ha'shulchan itenli b'dinner ma'is v'nasan lai. If a customer asked a money changer for a dinner's worth of coins, and he gave it to him, and amal ha'itenli as a dinner, amal loy nesati lach v'nesati b'mpali. The money changer demanded the dinner, and the customer replied, "I gave it to you, and you put it in your pouch." Yeshava balabai is the customer must swear. Similarly, nasan lias a dinner, amalei tenli as a mois, amalei nisatim lach v'shlach dolatech kisecha. If the customer gave him the dinner and demanded the coins, and the money changer replied, "I gave it to you, and you put it in your purse," Yeshava shulchani, the money changer must swear. However, Yehuda Eimer, ein derech shulchani litin isra at sheitzel dinner. In the first case, we assume the money changer would never have given them the coins before being paid, and so the customer does not have to swear. The Mishnah continues, Kishem Sha'amru, Hapagemis Ksubasa Leitifa El Beshvua, just as the Chum initiated that a woman who collected part of her Ksuba cannot collect the rest without an oath, Ve'ed Echad Me'idashi Prua Leitipara El Beshvua, and just as if a single witness testifies that she already collected her Ksuba, she can only collect with an oath, Menachasim Meshabadim Umanichsi Yisayim Leitifa El Beshvua. And just as a woman can only collect her ksuba from indebted properties that her husband sold, or from his orphans with an oath, v'hanefrash le'befanav le'tifra el b'shvua, and just as she can only collect her ksuba when her husband is not present if she makes an oath, so too v'chenei yisaimim le'yifru el b'shvua. Orphans can only collect their father's debt if they swear. And the Gemara explains that this refers to v'chenei yisaimim min ha'yisaimim le'yifru el b'shvua. The lender's orphans can only collect from the borrower's orphans with an oath. And the Mishnah explains that the oath is Shabuah Pekadnu Abba, Vle Amalono Abba Shlimitinu Bein Shtaresav Shal Abba Shashtar Zeperua. While they cannot swear with certainty that the debt was not paid, they must swear that their father did not inform them before his death or at any other time that the debt was paid and that they did not find a receipt for the debt among their father's documents. Now, Rav Shmuel ruled Leishanu Ela Shemes Malva B'chayi Leiva. Al Shemes Leiva B'chayi Malva K'var Neschayiv Malva L'Bnei Leiva Shvua Ve'eno Demayrish L'Shvua L'Banav. They can collect with this oath only if the lender died before the borrower. However, if the borrower died before the lender, since the lender himself was obligated to swear to the orphans with certainty that the debt was not paid, his orphans are also so obligated. And since they cannot swear with certainty that the debt was not paid, they cannot collect. However, Belazah disagreed and ruled Yershin Nishboin Shvuas Yershin Menaitlin. In this case as well, the orphans swear that their father never told them it was repaid, and they can collect. The Gemara relates that Rav Chisda v'Rabbi Ravuna suggested, Nekra lahad Rav Shmuel. Let's uproot this ruling of Rav Shmuel. However, Rav Nachman did not agree. But he said, Havad loy loysev ala. Let us not extend their ruling to similar cases. For example, Rav Papa ruled, Hapaygi meshtari v'meis, Yershin nishbon shvuis yershin v'naitlin. If someone collected part of a debt, he must swear with certainty that the rest was not paid before using the document to collect the rest. However, if he dies, his children can collect by swearing an uncertain shvuah that to their knowledge, the rest was not paid, even though their father was already obligated in the definite shvuah, which they cannot do. The Gemara rules, Haidaina, the Avid Kerav Shmuel Avid, the Avid Kerav Elazar Avid. There's no definitive ruling, and so every judge can rule as he sees fit. Therefore, Papa explained, Haishtara diyasmi le mikra karina le, but like voi magvinbe. When orphans present such a document, we do not allow them to collect, but we did not destroy it because they can present it to a judge who rules like Rabbi Elazar. The Mishnah continues, Rabbi Yechon ben Bereka Eimer Afila Noyler HaBen La'achar Misas Ha'av, Hariza Nishba V'Naitel. Even if a son is born after his father's death, he must swear that he did not find the receipt for the debt among his father's documents, and he can then collect. However, Amar B'Shim B'Gam Lil, Im Yesh Eidim Sha'amar Ha'av B'Shas Misasli, Shtar Zeh in the Perua, Hu Naitel Shalai B'Shvua. If witnesses testify that the father said before his death that the debt is still unpaid, the sons can collect without swearing. The Mishnah continues, Ve'el nishboin shaloi betana. And the Gemara explains, Ve'el nishboin shaloi betana is bari, ela betain is shema. These parties must swear, even if there's no definite claim against them. Hashutafin, varisin, vapetrapin, partners, sharecroppers, and administrators of another's finances. For isha hanoisis when the sends betech habayis, and a woman who buys and sells for a husband, uben habayis, and an heir who administers the estate's finances for the other brothers. And as a brisa explains, lo yishen nichnas v'yitzah beraglov, ele machnas le'poilin u'moitzi le'poilin, machnas le'peris u'moitzi le'peris. This is not referred to a brother who merely supervises their property. Rather, he is active in running the estate. He hires and dismisses workers and buys and sells produce on behalf of the estate. The Mishnah elaborates, amolei ma'ata toinini. The other party can arbitrarily demand an oath, and these people must swear because, as the Gemara explains, these people commonly rationalize that they are entitled to more than their share as compensation for their efforts. The Mishnah continues, however, after the partners of the sharecroppers divided the property and dissolved their relationship, they can no longer demand an oath from each other. However, if he has a legitimate claim to demand another oath, he can also demand an oath regarding matters of their partnership as well. And the Gemara concludes that l'chol magaglin chutz misachar she'im magaglin. One can demand an oath regarding the partnership if he is obligated another oath, even a shvum drabanan. But one cannot demand another oath when administering the oath of a hired worker, because as Rashi explains, she'atzma inim adin illa hafas daita shabal habayis. This oath itself is only required to appease the employer. The Mishnah concludes with Vashvius Mishametis Esashvua. Just as the Shemitah year cancels all debts, it also cancels any obligation of an oath regarding a debt, as the Pasuk says, Vzed Devahar Shemitah, Vafilo, Dibur Mishametis. The Shemitah year cancels even matters of speech, such as an oath.